In Florida last night, Donald Trump announced that he is running for president again. If you've been following his rallies that he has done around the country for the last couple of years, some of it seemed familiar. But there were parts of the speech where he offered solutions to problems that you haven't heard before and that nobody seems to be talking about, at least in the way that he spoke about last night. The fentanyl crisis, for example. He offered a plan to fix it. He said he would wage war on the Mexican drug cartels and institute the death penalty for people who deal fentanyl.
We will wage war upon the cartels and stop the fentanyl and deadly drugs from killing 200,000 Americans per year. And I will ask Congress for legislation ensuring that drug dealers and human traffickers, these are terrible, terrible, horrible people who are responsible for death, carnage, and crime all over our country. Every drug dealer, during his or her life on average, will kill 500 people with the drugs they sell, not to mention the destruction of families. But we're going to be asking everyone who sells drugs, gets caught selling drugs, to receive the death penalty for their heinous acts.
Now, that's an interesting idea. You may like it. You may not like it. By the way, you may like Trump. You may not like Trump. You could be a Democrat who lives to despise him. You could be a Republican who prefers Ron DeSantis. There are many of both of those categories. You may be someone who loves him. It doesn't really matter what you think of Trump or his policies on fentanyl or anything else. If you're an American, you have to acknowledge that in order for our democracy to function, candidates for office, political candidates, have to be allowed to speak in public. If they can't speak in public, this can't be a democracy by definition. And yet here you have Twitter banning Trump. He's still banned despite Elon Musk's takeover. Trump is still banned from Twitter tonight, one of our premier social media platforms. Parler, you'll remember, was pulled off the internet for giving Donald Trump an account. Now, at the time, people read those as offenses against Trump. We're sick of Trump. Make him shut up. But they're more than that. They're attacks on our system. They're attacks on democracy. They're attacks on the possibility of a free society. So you have to wonder now, where are the defenders of democracy? People were yelling last week about democracy's dying. If they're not calling for Trump to be replatformed, you will know for certain they're not defenders of democracy. They're totalitarians.